present I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue, the antidote to panel games. At the piano is Colin Sell, and your chairman is Jack D.
Hello, and welcome to I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue. You join us for a second visit to Woking, deep in the heart of leafy Surrey, an image that conjures up one word, slippery. The writer H.G. Wells lived in Woking and wrote War of the Worlds here. Wells developed his theories on time travel while lodging at the Surrey Arms Hotel in Old Woking, and it's still possible to see into the future in a hotel room there. Open the minibar to discover what a small tube of Pringles will cost in the year 2050. The original Theatre Royal Guildford is considered the birthplace of modern pantomime. Sadly, the genre has... Don't be funnier than us. Sadly, the genre has declined since the times of such great professionals as Dan Leno, and many performers who'd normally be playing the traditional roles find themselves out of work. Cinderellas and Snow Whites are now claiming benefits, and dwarves are struggling to put food on the table. The name pantomime comes from the Greek and means about an hour and a half too long. One of the largest employers here is the McLaren Automotive Group. In addition to running their Formula One team, McLaren make road-going sports cars and are developing self-drive vehicles. It's expected the introduction of vehicles that need no driver will inject a fresh dimension to country music when the singer's pickup truck leaves him. The technology arm of McLaren Automotive was started by Ron Dennis in 1985. This was despite his only qualifications being two O-levels in biology and metalwork. His first job was as a frog welder. But he's not the last here to do a job for which he's obviously underqualified. Let's meet the teams. On my left, Barry Cryer and Graham Garden. And on my right, Timbrook Taylor and Kerry Godleman. And taking his place on the scoring desk next to me, please welcome our Nordic tree trunk in trunks. It's the Rippling Sven. Well, we start this week with some new additions to the Uxbridge English Dictionary. A good dictionary is essential for learning the correct use of similar words. For example, many people don't understand the subtle difference between the words donkey and ass. Well, a donkey is a domesticated member of the horse family, equidae, whereas ass is what Cockneys shout when they win at bingo. The meanings of words are constantly changing, teams, so your suggestions, please, of any new definitions you may have spotted recently. Barry, you can start.
Shack, where Sean Connery keeps his cool.
Tim.
Polynesia, memory loss amongst parrots.
Gary.
Module, Christmas with Paul Weller.
Graham.
Mystical, the sister of Mr. Tickle.
Doldrums, percussion for the unemployed.
Effluent, very good at bad language.
Titillate, forget to feed the baby.
Curled. What makes a Geordie sneeze?
Warsaw, a Geordie hand tool.
Omnipotent. Omnipotent, a unisex canvas camping toilet.
Hairbrush, Basil's German cousin.
Centralise, a squint.
picnic, a bogey thief.
Specimen, Italian astronauts. You're lucky, yes.
Freelance, a giveaway spear.
Juggling, a young jug.
Okay, the teams are going to sing along to some well-known songs in the round called Pick Up Song. These days, rare vinyl commands a fortune at auction. The Holy Grail for Collectors is a debut single of the heavy metal band beloved by all Cumbrian hill farmers, Def Shepherd. Sven will spin the discs. Each of you sing along to your records teams until Sven turns the music down. If on its return you're within a gnat's crotchet of the original, I'll be awarding points. And points mean a frankly shoddy display of mass vapidity that shames our nation on the global stage. What do points mean?
Yes.
And this week's prize is a DVD box set of Macaulay Culkin's films in which Macaulay Culkin is accidentally left behind in a posh candle shop, Jo Malone and Jo Malone 2. Barry, you're the star, and I'd like you to accompany Woking lad Rick Parfitt and Status Quo singing Rocking All Over the World.
Here we are, and here we are, and here we go. All aboard, and we're hitting the road. Here we go, oh, rocking all over the world. Well, giddy up and get away. We're going crazy and we're going today. Here we go, oh, rocking all over the world. And I like it, I like it, I like it, I like it.
Barry.
Thank you, Rick.
Don Barry, you navigated that complex chord structure beautifully, aren't you? Okay. All right, you're next, Kerry. I'd like you to accompany the Bangles singing Walk Like an Egyptian.
All the old paintings on the tomb, they do the sand dance, don't you know? If they move too quick, oh, hey, oh, they're falling down like a domino. All the bazaar men buy them now, they got the money on a bet. Go crocodiles, oh, hey, oh, they snap their teeth on a cigarette. Foreign types with the hooker pipe say, hey, oh, hey, oh, hey, oh, hey, oh. Walk like an Egyptian.
I was just thinking Spice Girls are reforming but missing a member, so... Thought, keep your phone charged because that call's coming in, I think. So you now, Graham, would you accompany the late Charles Aznavour singing
local lad.
Singing She?
She may be the face I can't forget, a dress of pleasure or regret, maybe my treasure or the price I have to pay. She may be the song Salome sings, maybe the chill that autumn brings, be 100 different things within the measure of a day. She may be the beauty of the beast, maybe the famine of the feast, may turn each day into a heaven or a hell. She may be the mirror of my dream, a smile reflected in a stream. She may not be what she may seem inside her shell.
Her shell.
Thank you, Graham. Finally, Tim, could you please accompany Pink Fong singing their huge internet hit, Baby Shark?
Baby Shark, baby shark, baby shark, baby shark. shark. Mummy shark to do to do to do. Mummy shark to do to do to do. Mummy shark to do to do to do. Mummy shark.
Daddy shark to do to do to do. Daddy shark to do to do to do. Daddy shark to do to do to do. Daddy shark.
Grandma shark. Grandma shark to do to do to do. Grandma shark to do to do to do. Grandma shark. Grandpa shark to do to do to do. Grandpa shark to do to do to do. Grandpa shark to do to do to do. Grandpa shark. Let's go hunting. Do 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 do.
Let's go.
Tim Brooke Taylor with a vaguely disturbing version of Baby Shark. The teams are going to do a spot of acting for us now in the round called Sound Charades. Yay! This is a variation on the old TV favourite Give Us a Clue, the show that featured Mime Master General Lionel Blair. Yay! Lionel recently joined the pantheon of show business greats by featuring in a student drinking game. The rules are simple. Whenever Lionel comes on the TV, they go to the pub. Tim and Kerry, you're to start, please, and your title will shortly be displayed to the audience via the laser display screen. And for listeners at home, here's the mystery voice.
Roman Holiday. Roman Holiday.
So you're guessing this one, Barry and Graham. Off you go, please, Tim and Kerry.
It's two words and a film, and it goes like this.
Good morning, sir. Welcome to Thomas Cookus.
I wonder if you can help me. I'd like to book a summer break.
Oh, where were you thinking of?
Gaul.
It's a great choice. I love it, you love it, he loves it, she loves it.
We love it. You love it, they love it.
Have you considered somewhere a little nearer to home? Pompeii, perhaps? Lovely city, right next to Vesuvius.
No, I'd be petrified.
Fair enough. Gaul it is. Goodbye.
Goodbye for now. The end.
Wow.
Something to do with Latin or Roman?
Yes, yeah.
Yep.
Roman Holiday.
Yeah. All right, your turn, Barry and Graham. Your title's now being exhibited on the laser display board, and here again is the mystery voice for listeners at home.
The Last Jedi. The Last Jedi.
This is film three words.
It goes like this.
So, you want to be a cobbler, dear lad?
Aye, Jed.
Well... Let's see if you know the tools of the trade. What do you call this?
The hammer, Jed.
Aye. And what's this?
The pincers, Jed.
Aye. This small metal stand in the shape of a human foot over which a shoe is shaped or repaired.
Well, that's an easy one.
All right.
Jed, wood? Something to do with wood? No. All right, forget it.
Jedwood, are you going for?
I don't know what the Jed... I didn't get the Jed thing.
No, I didn't either.
No, come on.
No, clap when they do well.
Pity claps. Don't want pity claps, really.
It's
What would you call a thing, the small metal stand in the shape of a human foot over which a shoe is shaped or repaired?
An anvil.
You've got funny feet, Tim.
What do you call it?
Last.
Well, the stand or...
Last of the summer wine.
At the Last Jedi.
Well, let's try another round. Here's a further title going up on the laser display board for you, Tim and Kerry. Here's the mystery voice for listeners at home.
Arsenic and Old Lace. Arsenic and Old Lace.
It's four words, a play and a film, and it goes like this.
Ow! Are you all right, Tim?
Would you believe it, Kerry? There's a nail on the seat of this chair. I appear to have grazed a buttock.
Well, not to worry, Tim. You can stem the blood with this Victorian embroidery.
Thank you very, very much indeed. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Is there blood or bleeding in the title?
No, I'm afraid there isn't.
No.
Is stemming crucial, the word?
No.
Bottom?
No. Bottom is closer.
Bottom?
Not actually bottom.
Oh, not bottom.
Yeah, not so clever now, are you?
Bum.
You had a fat... It's, you'd say...
Arse.
Yes. Yes.
We knew you as a doctor would get it in the end.
Arse is in the title.
It's part of the first word.
Oh, part of the first word. All right.
Why, what films were you thinking of with just arse?
Arsenal.
Arsenic and old lace.
A final title is being displayed for you, Barry and Graham, and here once more is the mystery voice for listeners at home.
Paint Your Wagon. Paint Your Wagon.
It's a stage show and a film, and it's three words.
Hamish.
Ah. Dougal, you'll have had your tea.
Well, no, but I believe congratulations are in order.
Oh, yes, I have been selected to play for the local football team, the Dandy Dinmont Academicals, but I find myself in an awkward position.
So I see you'll get crammed.
Oh, no. For publicity purposes, they want to use photographs of each of us players with our wives and girlfriends.
Your wives and girlfriends, oh. And your problem is?
Oh, that's right. Rub it in.
OK. Is it helping with the cramp?
Oh, please. The trouble is, I am not married. And at the moment, I'm between girlfriends.
I know. I've seen the video.
What am I to do, old friend?
Big Tam, the portrait artist.
I'm not dating him.
No, you just give him a photo of yourself and he will skillfully daub the image of a lovely young lady next to you in the picture.
As if she were my wife or girlfriend.
That's exactly what he'll do. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Wife or girlfriend, is this relevant?
Yes.
Yes.
Wag.
Yeah. Paint your waggle on.
Yeah.
Well, now it's time to play a brand new game that's been devised by our very own Tim Brooke Taylor. It's based on that old favourite, I Spy, the game that entertained children on long car journeys in between bouts of motion-induced projectile vomiting and flicking V signs at lorry drivers. Nowadays, of course, we're in the age of technology and children all have headphones and tablets to keep them quiet. I always used to find sleeping tablets work best, but try telling parents that these days. So, Tim's version of the game has been adapted for radio and is called I Hear. Each player must take it in turn to say, I hear with my little ear, something beginning with, and then give the first letter of the thing that he or she has heard, and the other panellists must guess what it is. So, Barry, you can start.
Hey?
Or maybe not. Tim, as it's your game, perhaps you should go first.
Very well. I hear with my little ear something beginning with P.
Kerry?
Is it a piano?
Yes.
Yeah, it was a piano. Well done. And on to the next round, which is...
Hang on, Jack. We haven't got full value. We haven't got full value out of the game. Can I have another go?
Yeah, all right. Go on, then.
Thank you.
Yeah, Colin, I think maybe not play the piano. It caused quite a lot of confusion last time.
Fair enough.
I hear with my little ear something beginning with T.
Kerry.
Is it talking? Is Jack and Colin talking?
Is that right, Tim? Is that the answer? Talking?
I'll do another one.
No, Tim, I think it's fair to say we've unearthed a flaw in your game.
No, we haven't.
Yes, we have, Tim. The flaw is that if you can hear the thing, then so can everyone else. Yeah.
It's blindingly obvious what you've heard.
No, I'll show you. Let me do another go.
No, look, I think we should just leave it, Tim.
I hear with my little ear... something beginning with O.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
Yeah. Graham.
Obviously, it's an owl. Jack, can we move on now?
That was an owl. We all heard that.
Except for the fact you're wrong, Miss Smarty Pants.
Oh, so what? It hoots and begins with an O, but it isn't an owl.
All right. Well, so what is it, then?
Yes, Tim. What is it?
Oliver.
Oliver the owl.
No, Oliver the sound effects man.
All right, Tim, finish now.
No, one more go. I hear with my little ear... I hear with my little ear... something beginning with F.
Was that you, Jack?
No, Barry, it was F.
Jack, can we just move on and play another game?
I've got another game.
Oh. Really?
Yeah, I smell with my little nose something...
That is enough of your silly games, Tim. What do you think you are? What do you suppose people are going to think tuning in for some sophisticated Radio 4 entertainment and hearing you in your little nose? We do have standards, don't we, Tim?
Yes, Jack.
Yeah. What do we have?
Standards, Jack.
Yeah. And don't forget it. Right. On to the next round, and it's a game called In My Pants. OK, teams, in the round In My Pants, your task is to suggest song titles, while mine is simply to say the phrase In My Pants immediately after each title, but without laughing. And I should warn teams that I did have a laugh last month, so that's my quota. Barry, you can start.
Zippity-doo-dah.
In My Pants. Tim.
I'm forever blowing bubbles.
In My Pants. Kerry.
You've got to fight for the right to party.
In My Pants. Graham.
Little things mean a lot.
You can leave your hat on.
In My Pants.
My ding-a-ling.
In My Pants.
I know an old lady.
In My Pants.
Does your chewing gum lose its flavour?
It's a stupid game anyway. Well, it's now time to play the game called Mornington Crescent. But, first, I notice our hallway has been bombarded by a letter. And it comes from a Mrs. Trellis of North Wales. And she writes, Dear Marks and Spencer, I recently purchased one of your wireless bras. Can you please send me the password? Yours sincerely, Mrs. Trellis. Well, on with the round, teams, and in tribute to the season, we'll be playing the winter version of the game. As you'd expect, players can find themselves slipping into Nog at any time. Pieces can be negotiated either in a straight slide or in herringbone pattern. Tim, you can start.
Queensway.
Kingsway.
Queen's Park.
Oh.
Careful.
Oh, no, yeah, no, that's slightly off-piste, isn't it? Clapham South.
Aldgate.
Kennington.
Mm-hmm. Ongar. Oh. Thank you.
Very good.
Well, that's surprising.
It's allowed, though.
Yeah, it is very much allowed, yes. Not at this level. usually. I'll have to herringbone out of that one.
Yeah.
And go for Fairlop.
Oakwood.
You quit.
Oakwood.
Oakwood.
Defo.
Yeah. Oakwood, you can't actually have... You can't have Oakwood.
Why not?
What I just said, didn't I?
Yes, but you've only been doing this recently, so you don't really know.
It's felt like a lifetime, believe me.
Oh, dear. Lavender Hill.
Mornington Crescent.
Oh, guys. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's very nearly the end of the show. There is just time for a quick round of Spiced Up Books. Now, Sven tells us he's an avid holiday reader. He was telling us how on one midnight cruise he got stuck into three men in a boat. And how on a visit to Rio for the carnival, he managed to get halfway through the boys from Brazil. Before losing his place. Anyway, teams, I'd like you to suggest some classic literary titles suitably adapted to appeal to a 50 Shades of Grey readership. You can start, Tim.
David Copperfield.
Barry?
1984.
Kerry?
The Tiger That Came During Tea.
Graham?
The Secret Habit of Adrian Mole.
The Curious Incident of the Dogging in the Nighttime.
The Old Ann Summers Curiosity Shop.
Three Men and a Goat.
Throbbing Some Crusoe.
Wind in the Willies.
The MILF on the Floss.
The Lion, the Witch and the Webcam.
Very good.
And so, ladies and gentlemen, as the courgette spiralizer of time is binned alongside the pasta maker of posterity and the Lakeland catalogue of crap is consigned to the cat litter tray of eternity, I notice it's the end of the show. So, from the teams, Sven, myself and our audience here in Woking, it's goodbye. Goodbye.
Barry Cryer, Graham Garden, Tim Brooke Taylor and Kerry Godleman were being given silly things to do by Jack D, with Colin Sell setting some of them to music. The programme consultants were Ian Pattinson and Fraser Steele, and the producer was John Naismith.
That was a BBC Studios production.